Al-Aqaf. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Hameem. This book is revealed by Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. He created the heavens and the earth and all that lies between them to manifest the truth and to last for an appointed term. Yet the disbelievers give no heed to our warning. Ask them, have you pondered on those whom you invoke besides Allah? Show me anything that they have created in the earth, or do they have any share in the creation of the heavens? Bring me any book revealed before this, or some remnant of divine knowledge in support of your beliefs, if you are telling the truth. And who could be more astray than the one who invokes those deities besides Allah, who cannot answer him till the day of resurrection, which, in fact, are not even aware that they are being invoked? And when mankind shall be assembled on the day of judgment, they will become enemies of those who invoke them and deny their worship altogether. When our revelations are recited to them, clear as they are, and the truth comes before them, the disbelievers say, "This is plain magic." Do they say that the Prophet has fabricated it himself? O Prophet, tell them, if I have fabricated it myself, then there is nothing that you can do to protect me from the wrath of Allah. He knows fully well what you say about it. Enough is he as a witness between me and you. He is the oft-forgiving, the most merciful. O Prophet, tell them, I am no prodigy among the Rasuls, nor do I know what will be done with me or with you. I follow only what is revealed to me, and I am no more than a plain warner. Further say, think, if this Quran is indeed from Allah and you reject it, when a witness from the children of Israel has also testified with similarity with earlier scriptures and has believed, while you are showing arrogance, how unjust you are. Surely Allah does not guide the unjust people. The unbelievers say about the believers, had there been any good to believe in the message of the Quran, they would not have believed in it before us. And since they rejected its guidance, they say, this is an ancient falsehood. Yet before it, the book of Musa was revealed, which was a guide and blessing, and this book confirms it. It is revealed in the Arabic language to forewarn the wrongdoers and to give good news to those who have adopted the righteous conduct. Indeed, those who say, our Rabb is Allah, and then remain firm shall have nothing to fear or to regret. They shall dwell in paradise forever as a reward for their good deeds. We have enjoined upon man to treat his parents with kindness. With much trouble his mother bore him, and much with pain did she give him birth. His bearing and his weaning took 30 months. When he reaches the age of full strength and becomes 40 years old, he says, my Rabb, grant me the grace that I may thank you for the favors which you have bestowed on me and on my parents, and that I may do good deeds that will please you, and grant me good children. Surely I turn to you in repentance, and surely I am of those who are Muslims. Such are the people from whom we shall accept the best of their deeds and overlook their misdeeds. They shall be among the residents of paradise. True is the promise that has been made to them in this life. But he who rebukes his parents and say, oof, do you threaten me with a resurrection where as many a generations have passed before me and none has come back from among them? And they both cry for Allah's help and say, woe to you! Be a good believer. Surely the promise of Allah is true. But he replies, this is nothing but tales of the ancients. Such are the people against whom the verdict of torment has proved true, and they will be among the prior people of the jinns and the men that have passed away before them. Indeed, they will be the losers. All will be assigned in ranks according to their deeds, so that he may reward them fully for what they have done, and they shall not be wronged. On that day when the disbelievers will be brought before the fire, they will be told, You squandered away your good things in your earthly life, and you enjoyed them for a while. Today you shall be recompensed with a punishment of humiliation because you behaved with arrogance, for which you had no right during your life on earth, and because of the transgressions you committed. Tell them the story of Ad's brethren, the prophet Hud, when he warned his people, the residents of Akkath. In fact, warners came to them before him and after him, saying, "Worship none but Allah. Surely I fear for you the torment of a mighty day." They replied, "Have you come to turn us away from our gods? Bring us the torment that you threaten us with, if you are telling the truth." The prophet Hud said, "The knowledge of when it is going to come is only with Allah. I am only conveying the message with which I have been sent. However, I can see that you are an ignorant people." Then when they saw the torment in the shape of a cloud coming towards their valleys, they said, "This cloud will bring us rain." "Nay, it is what you were asking for, a fierce wind bringing you a woeful torment. It is going to destroy everything by the command of its Rabb. Consequently, by the morning, there was nothing to be seen except the ruins of their dwellings. Thus did we reward those guilty people. We had established them much better than we have established you, O Quraysh of Mecca, and endowed them with the faculties of hearing, seeing, and intellect. Yet their faculties of hearing, sight, and intellect availed them nothing, since they denied the revelations of Allah, and they were completely hemmed in by the same thing that they used to mock at. We destroyed the towns which once flourished around you, and we repeatedly sent them our revelations so that they may turn to the right way. Then why did not those whom they worshipped besides Allah help them, who they regarded as means of attaining nearness to Him? But those deities utterly forsook them, because they were nothing but their lies and their false inventions. Tell them how we brought to you a group of jinns, who when they reached the place where you were reciting and listened to the Quran, said to each other, "Be silent." When the recitation was over, they returned to their people as warners. They said, "O our people, we have just listened to a book that has been revealed after Musa, which is confirming that which came before it, and it guides to the truth and to the right way. O our people, answer the one who is calling you towards Allah and believe in Him. Allah will forgive you your sins and save you from a painful punishment. He that does not answer the one who is calling towards Allah shall neither escape in the earth nor shall have any to protect him. Surely such people are in manifest error. Do they not see that Allah, who created the heavens and the earth and was not wearied by their creation, has the power to raise the dead to life? Why not? Surely He has the power over everything. On the day when the unbelievers will be brought before the fire, Allah will ask, 'Is this not real?' 'Yes, by our Rabb,' they will answer. 'Well then, taste the punishment now,' will He reply, 'in consequence of your disbelief.' Therefore bear with them with patience, as did the Rasuls endowed with firmness of purpose before you, and do not be in haste about them. On the day when they shall see that which they are being threatened with, their life on earth will seem to them as if they had lived no more than an hour of a day. The message of forewarning has been conveyed. Shall any be destroyed except the transgressors?" Surah Muhammad. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Those who disbelieve and obstruct Allah's way, He will render their deeds fruitless. As for those who believe and do good deeds and believe in what is revealed to Muhammad, the truth from his Rabb, He will remove from them their evils and improve their condition. This is because the unbelievers follow falsehood, while the believers follow the truth from their Rabb. Thus Allah cites their similitudes for mankind. Therefore, when you meet the unbelievers in the battlefield, smite their necks, and when you have thoroughly subdued them, then take prisoners of war and bind them firmly. After the war lays down her burdens, then you have the choice whether you show them favor or accept ransom. Thus are you commanded. If Allah wanted, he himself could have punished them, but he adopted this way so that he may test some of you by means of others. As for those who are slain in the cause of Allah, he will never let their deeds be lost. Soon he will guide them, improve their condition, and admit them to the paradise which he has announced for them. O believers, if you help the cause of Allah, he will help you and establish your feet firmly. As for the unbelievers, they shall be consigned to perdition, and he will bring their deeds to nothing. That is because they hate the revelations of Allah. Therefore, he rendered their deeds fruitless. Have they not traveled through the land and seen what was the end of those who have gone before them? Allah destroyed them utterly, and a similar fate awaits these unbelievers. This is because Allah is the protector of the believers, while the unbelievers have no protector. Surely Allah will admit those who believe and do good deeds to gardens beneath which rivers flow, while those who are unbelievers, they are to enjoy only this life and eat as cattle eat, but in the hereafter the fire shall be their abode. How many cities which were mightier than your city which has driven you out have we destroyed for their disbelief, and there was none to save them? Can he who follows the clear guidance from his Rabb be compared to him who is led by his own desires and whose foul deeds seem fair to him? Here is the parable of the paradise which the righteous have been promised. It has rivers, the water of which will never be stagnant, rivers of milk whose taste never changes, rivers of wine, delicious to those who drink, and rivers of honey, pure and clear. In it they will have all kinds of fruits, as well as forgiveness from their Rabb. Can such people be compared to those who shall dwell in hell forever, and they will be given scalding water which will cut their intestines into pieces? Some of them indeed listen to you, but no sooner do they leave your presence than they ask those endowed with knowledge, "What was it that he said just now?" Such are the men upon whose hearts Allah has set a seal, and who follow their own desires. As for those who follow the right way, Allah will increase their guidance and bestow on them their righteousness. Are they waiting for the hour of doom to overtake them all of a sudden? Do they not know that its signs have already come, and when it will actually overtake them, what chance will they have to benefit them by this admonition? Therefore, you should know that there is no God but Allah. Implore him to forgive you your sins and to forgive the believing men and believing women. For Allah knows your activities and your resting places. The believers were asking, "Why is not a surah revealed allowing us to fight?" But when a decisive surah carrying the order of allowing them to fight is revealed, you saw those in whose hearts was a disease looking at you like the one under the shadow of death. Woe to them! On their tongues is the promise of obedience and good talk. So if they would have proved their promise with Allah when the final command was given, it would have been better for them. Now, what can be expected of you if you are put in authority other than to do evil in the land and violate the ties of blood? Such are those whom Allah has cursed and made them deaf and blinded their sight. Will they not ponder upon the Quran? Are there locks upon their hearts? Those who turn back to unbelief after the guidance has become clear are seduced by Shaitan, who gives them false hopes. That is why they said to those who showed an aversion to what Allah has revealed, "We shall obey you in some matters," and Allah knows their secret talks. Then what will they do when the angels carry off their souls, smiting their faces and their backs? That will happen because they followed the way that called for the wrath of Allah and hated to adopt the way of his pleasure. Therefore, he made all their deeds void. Do those in whose hearts is a disease think that Allah will not reveal their malice? Had we so pleased, we could have pointed them out to you, and you would have recognized them promptly by their faces. But you will surely know them by the tone of their speech. Allah knows all of your actions. We shall put you to the test until we know the valiant and the resolute among you, and test all that is said about you. The unbelievers who obstruct others from the way of Allah and disputed the Rasul after the guidance has become clear to them shall in no way harm Allah. As a result, He will bring their deeds to nothing. O believers, obey Allah and obey His Rasul, and do not let your deeds come to nothing. Those who disbelieve and obstruct the way of Allah and die while they are still disbelievers, Allah will never forgive them. Therefore, do not be faint-hearted crying for peace, for you will surely gain the upper hand. Allah is on your side and will never let your deeds be wasted. The life of this world is but a play and amusement. If you believe and follow the way of piety, He will grant you your rewards and will not ask you to give up your possessions. If He were to demand all your possessions and press you for it, you would grow stingy and He would bring out all your malice. Behold, you are those who are being asked to give in the cause of Allah, yet some of you are stingy, whereas whoever is stingy to his cause is in fact stingy to himself. Allah is self-sufficient. It is you who are needy. If you turn away, He will replace you by some other folk who will not be like you. Surat Al-Fatah. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. O Prophet, surely we have granted you a manifest victory in the shape of a treaty concluded at Hudaybiyah, so that Allah may forgive you your past as well as your future sins, and may perfect His blessings upon you and keep you on the right way, and that Allah may bestow on you His mighty help. It was He who sent down tranquility into the hearts of the believers, so that they may add more faith to their faith. To Allah belong the forces of the heavens and the earth. Allah is all knowledgeable, all wise. He has caused you to do as you have done, so that He may admit the believing men and believing women into the gardens beneath which rivers flow, to live therein forever, and remove their ills from them, and that is the highest achievement for men in the sight of Allah. And that He may punish the hypocritical men and the hypocritical women and the mushrik men and the mushrik women who entertained an evil thought about Allah. A turn of evil shall befall them, for Allah's wrath is upon them. He has laid His curse on them and prepared for them the fire of hell, which is a very evil abode. To Allah belongs the forces of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is almighty, all wise. O Prophet, we have sent you as a witness, as a bearer of good news, and as a warner, so that you, O people, may believe in Allah and His Rasul, and that you may help Him and honor Him and glorify Allah morning and evening. Surely those who swore allegiance to you, O Prophet, indeed swore allegiance to Allah Himself. The hand of Allah was above their hands. Now the one who will break his pledge will break it at his own peril, and the one who will keep his pledge that he has made with Allah shall soon be given a great reward by Him. The Bedouin Arabs who stayed behind will soon say to you, Our goods and families kept us occupied, so please ask forgiveness for us. They say with their tongues what is not in their hearts. Tell them, who can intervene on your behalf with Allah if it be His will to do you harm or He pleases to do you good? Allah is well aware of your actions. Rather, you thought that the Rasul and the believers would never return to their families. This fancy seemed pleasing to your hearts, You conceived evil thoughts and thus incurred damnation. He who does not believe in Allah and his Rasul, we have prepared a blazing fire for such unbelievers. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He forgives whom he pleases and punishes whom he wills. Allah is all-forgiving, most merciful. When you set forth to take the spoils of war, those who stayed behind will say, "Let us come with you." They wish to change Allah's decree. Tell them plainly, "You shall not come with us. Allah has already said this before." Then they will say, "Nay, but you are jealous of us." Whereas there is no question of jealousy, but little do they understand such things. Tell the Bedouin Arabs who stayed behind, "You shall soon be called upon to fight against a mighty people. Then either you will fight or they will embrace Islam. Then if you obey, Allah will grant you a good reward. But if you turn away as you have done before, he will inflict on you a painful penalty. There is no blame on the blind, the lame, and the sick if they stay behind. He that obeys Allah and his Rasul shall be admitted to gardens beneath which rivers flow, and he that turns away shall be punished with a painful punishment." Allah was well pleased with the believers when they swore allegiance to you under the tree. He knew what was in their hearts, so he sent down tranquility upon them, and he rewarded them with a speedy victory and many spoils which they will soon acquire. Allah is almighty, all wise. Allah has promised you many spoils which you shall acquire, and has given you these spoils of Khaybar with all promptness. He has restrained the hands of enemies from you, so that it may serve as a sign to the believers, and that he may guide you to the right way. Besides, he promises you other spoils as well, which are not yet within your reach, but Allah has surely encompassed them. Allah has power over everything. Even if the unbelievers had fought with you, they would have been put to flight and would have not found any protector or helper. Such has been the practice of Allah in the past, and you shall find no change in the practice of Allah. It is he who has restrained their hands from you and your hands from them in the valley of Mecca, through the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. After that, he had given you victory over them, and Allah was watching all your actions. They are the ones who disbelieved and obstructed you from the Masjid al-Haram and prevented your offerings from reaching their destination. Had there not been believing men and believing women in the city of Mecca whom you did not know, and their possibility of being trampled under your feet and thus incurring unwitting guilt on their account, Allah would have allowed you to fight. But he held back your hands so that he may admit to his mercy whom he will. Had the believers stood apart from them, we would certainly have punished the disbelievers among them with painful punishment. While the unbelievers set up in their hearts the arrogance of the time of ignorance, Allah sent down his tranquility upon his Rasul and the believers, and made the believers to adhere to the word of piety, for they were most worthy and deserving of it. Allah has full knowledge of everything. Indeed, Allah has in truth shown the vision to his Rasul, that Allah willing, you shall enter the Masjid al-Haram, fearless and secure to perform Umrah or Hajj, and some having their heads shaved, and others having their hair cut, for he knows what you do not know. So, he granted you a near victory before the fulfillment of that vision. It is he who has sent his Rasul with guidance and the religion of truth, so that he may exalt this religion over all other religions, and sufficient is Allah as a witness. Muhammad, the Rasul of Allah, and those with him are strong against the unbelievers and compassionate to each other among themselves. When you see them, you will find them making raku and sujood, and craving for the blessings from Allah and his good pleasure. They have the marks of sujood on their foreheads, the traces of their prostration. This is their similitude in the Torah, and their similitude in the Injil. They are like the seed which puts forth its sprout, then strengthens it, then becomes thick and stands firmly on its stem, delighting the sowers of the seed, so that through them he may enrage the unbelievers. Yet to those of them who will believe and do good deeds, Allah has promised forgiveness and a great reward. Surah Al-Hujurat. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. O believers, do not put yourselves ahead of Allah and His Rasul. Fear Allah. Surely Allah hears all and knows all. O believers, do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet, nor speak aloud when talking to him as you speak aloud to one another, lest your deeds should come to nothing while you do not even perceive it. Those who lower their voices and speak softly in the presence of Allah's Rasul are the ones whose hearts Allah has tested for piety. They shall have forgiveness and a great reward. Those who call out to you, O Muhammad, from outside the private apartments, most of them lack common sense. If only they had patience until you could come out to them, it would certainly be better for them. Allah is forgiving, merciful. O believers, if an evildoer comes to you with some news, verify it, lest you should harm others unwittingly and then regret what you have done. And know that Allah's Rasul is among you. If he were to follow you in most affairs, you would certainly be in trouble. Allah has endeared this faith to you and beautified it in your hearts, making unbelief, wrongdoing, and disobedience abhorrent to you. It is they who are rightly guided through Allah's grace and blessing. Allah is knowledgeable, wise. If two parties among the believers fall into mutual fighting, make peace between them. Then if one of them transgresses against the other, fight the one who has transgressed until he returns to the commands of Allah. Then, if he returns, make peace between them with justice and be fair, for Allah loves those who are fair and just. The believers are brothers to one another. Therefore, make reconciliation between your brothers and fear Allah so that you may be shown mercy. O believers, let no man laugh at other men who may perhaps be better than themselves, and let no woman laugh at another woman who may perhaps be better than herself. Do not defame through sarcastic remarks about one another, nor call one another by offensive nicknames. It is an evil thing to be called by a bad name after being a believer, and those who do not repent are the ones who are the wrongdoers. O believers, avoid immoderate suspicion, for in some cases suspicion is a sin. Do not spy on one another, nor backbite one another. Would any of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? Surely you would abhor it. Fear Allah, for Allah is the acceptor of repentance, merciful. O mankind, we created you from a single pair of a male and a female, and made you into nations and tribes that you might get to know one another. Surely the noblest of you in the sight of Allah is he who is most righteous. Allah is all knowledgeable, all aware. The Bedouin Arabs say, "We have believed." Tell them, "You have not believed. Rather say you have become Muslims, for faith has not yet found its way into your hearts. If you obey Allah and His Rasul, He will not deny you the reward of your deeds. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful." The true believers are those who believe in Allah and His Rasul, then never doubt, and make jihad with their wealth and their persons in the cause of Allah. Such are the ones who are truthful in their claim to be the believers. O Prophet, say to those who claim to have believed, "Do you apprise Allah of your religion? Whereas Allah knows all that is in the heavens and the earth, and He has full knowledge of everything." They think they have conferred upon you a favor by embracing Islam. Tell them, "You have conferred upon me no favor by accepting Islam. It was Allah who has conferred a favor upon you in guiding you to the true faith. Admit this if you are men of truth. Surely Allah knows the secrets of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is watching all your actions. Surah Al-Kahf. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Kahf. By the glorious Quran, but they wonder that there has come to them a warner from among themselves. So the unbelievers say, this is indeed very strange, that after we are dead and have become dust, we shall be raised to life again. Such a return is far from reason. We know all that the earth consumes of their bodies, and we have a book which keeps records of everything. Nay, but these people deny the truth when it comes to them, and they are confused. Have they never looked at the sky above them, and marked how we have made it and adorned it, and there are no flaws in it? And the earth, how we have spread it out and set upon it mountains, and caused to grow in it every kind of beautiful vegetation. All these things are eye-openers and a reminder for every servant returning to Allah. We send down blessed water from the sky, with which we bring forth gardens and the harvest grain, and tall palm trees laden with clusters of dates, piled one over another. A sustenance for the servants, thereby giving new life to dead land. That is how the resurrection will be of the dead from the earth. Before, the people of Nuh and the dwellers of Arras denied this truth, and so did Thamud, Ad, Firaun, and the brethren of Lut, the dwellers of Al-Aika and the people of Tuba. All of them disbelieved their Rasuls, and thus brought down upon them my threatened scourge. Were we fatigued with the first creation, that they are in doubt about a new creation? We created man. We know the prompting of his soul, and we are closer to him than his jugular vein. Besides this direct knowledge, we have assigned to every one two scribes, the one seated on his right and the other on his left. Not a single word does he utter, but there is a vigilant guardian ready to note it down. When the agony of death will bring the truth before his eyes, they will say, this is what you were trying to escape. And the trumpet shall be blown. That will be the day of which you were threatened. Each soul will come forth. With it there will be an angel to drive and an angel to bear witness. It will be said, you were heedless of this, but now we have removed your veil, so your eyesight is sharp today. His companion will say, here is my testimony ready with me. The sentence will be, throw into hell every stubborn disbeliever, every opponent of good, and every doubting transgressor who set up other gods besides Allah. Throw him into severe punishment. His companion will say, our Rabb, I did not mislead him. He himself had gone far astray. Allah will say, do not dispute with each other in my presence. I gave you warning beforehand. My words cannot be changed, nor am I unjust to my servants. On that day, we shall ask the hell, are you full? And the hell will answer, are there any more? Paradise shall be brought close to the righteous, which will be no more a distant thing. And it will be said, here is what you were promised. It is for every penitent, faithful person who feared the compassionate without seeing him, and will come before him with a devoted heart. Allah will say, enter it in peace. This is the day of eternal life. There they shall have all that they wish, and we shall have yet more to give. How many generations far stronger in power have we destroyed before them? They searched the entire land, but could they find any refuge? Surely in this there is a lesson for every person who has a heart and can hear and witness. We created the heavens and the earth and all that lies between them in 6 periods, and no fatigue touched us. Therefore, O Prophet, bear with them in patience whatever they say, and keep on glorifying your Rabb before sunrise and before sunset, and glorify him during a part of the night and after the prostration. And listen, the day when the caller will call out from a place quite near, the day when the people will hear the mighty blast in reality, that will be the day of coming forth. Surely it is we who give life and death, and to us shall all return on that day when the earth shall split asunder, and the people shall be rushing out of it. That gathering them together shall be quite easy for us. We know very well what these unbelievers say. You are not there to compel them to believe, so admonish with this Quran every such person who fears my warning. Surat Az-Zariyat. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. By the dust-scattering winds, then by the heavy-laden clouds, then by their swift gliding, then by those who distribute the big affair, surely that which you are being promised is true, and surely the day of judgment shall come to pass. By the sky full of orbits, surely you contradict one another in what you say. Only the perverse persons turn away from the truth. Woe to those who judge by conjecture, those who are engulfed in ignorance and heedlessness. They ask, when will the day of judgment be? It will be the day when they will be punished in the fire, and it will be said, taste your chastisement. This is what you were seeking to hasten. As to the righteous, they will be in the midst of gardens and springs, joyfully receiving what their Rabb shall give them, for they were before that righteous people. They used to sleep but little in the night time, pray for forgiveness in the early morning, and share their wealth with the needy who asked for it and those who did not ask. In the earth there are signs for the firm believers, and also in your own selves. Can you not see? In heaven is your sustenance and all that you are promised. I swear by the Rabb of heaven and earth that this is true, as certain as you are speaking now. Have you heard the story of Ibrahim's honored guests? When they came to him and said, peace be upon you, peace be upon you also, he answered, and seeing that they were strangers, he went quietly to his family, brought a roasted calf, and placed it before them, saying, will you not eat? When he saw them not eating, he became afraid of them. They said, have no fear, and they gave him good news of a son endowed with knowledge. Hearing this, his wife came forward. With astonishment she smote her forehead and said, a son to a barren old woman? They replied, thus. Hearing this, his wife came forward. With astonishment she smote her forehead and said, a son to a barren old woman? They replied, thus has said your Rabb, surely he is the wise, the knowledgeable.